How do you understand love? What if you meet another lover when you have already got married? I interviewed my aunt and my grandma about their experiences of love. Both of them had similar experiences, but their choices were totally different. Here's my aunt's experience.
I know you have heard a lot about my life, especially about my two failed marriages. And I'm afraid that in your heart, I'm a good aunt, but not a good woman. Not to say a good mother and a good wife. Because what I did is not in conformity with the Chinese tradition. 20 years passed, and I think it is time for me to let you know the truth about my life. Anyhow, my life will become part of our family history. And I believe you, as the younger generation of our family, have the right to know what had happened to the older generation and why.
Thank you for your frankness, Aunt May. You're right. What I heard about you is not always good. Some old men even told me that you were a bitch, because you deserted your first husband and your girl, my cousin, about 20 years ago. I know, at that time, she was only 1 year old. Till now, my cousin refused to call you mom. What had happened at that time?
Yes, now, when I look back, I even found myself crazy. But it just happened. 15 years ago, I graduated from Beijing University and found my first job in an outstanding university in Shanghai. 2 years later, I met my first husband, a handsome young man who was an engineer in a big company. So he was a guy with a bright future. He was nice to me, and he told me he loved me at first sight. After a short period of dating, we got married. It was very busy at the time. Our marriage life was so quiet, but a little bit monotonous. 2 years later, I gave birth to a girl, your cousin Lily. Mm-hmm. Just at the time, an American professor Ben came to my university to work as the leader of our research team. In our team, my English was the best. So I acted as his interpreter. We worked together, and sometimes I accompanied him to some famous Chinese sightseeings as his guide. I felt that I was very happy to be with him. He was humorous and intelligent. At the time, he was at his 40s, and he was a guy with experience. You know, I admire him very much. Besides, Ben was fascinated with the Chinese cultures, you know, Chinese handwritings, Chinese watercolor paintings, Chinese artifacts, Chinese food. One day, he told me that he loved me. I didn't know how to describe my feelings at the time. You know, surprised, shocked, excited and sweet. I told him that I was a married woman and I had a girl, but he told me he could wait. He could wait till I was free from the marriage. You know, at the time, I fell into a dilemma. My reason and my conscience told me I shouldn't leave my husband and my girl. I knew nobody could accept my divorce, because in everybody's eyes, my marriage was an ideal marriage, and my husband was a good husband. You know, handsome, nice, genteel, responsible, and with a bright future. But my passion and my heart told me I love Ben, and I want to live with him. After a painful struggle, I decided to follow my heart. Have you read that book, Sense and Sensibility by Jane Austen? Yes, my sensibility overwhelmed my sins. So I divorced my husband and got married to Ben. My mom and dad, your grandma and your grandpa, couldn't understand me and couldn't forgive me. They told me that they were shameful of me and they even refused to see me for a while.
Till now, my grandpa and grandma were reluctant to mention your name.
I know, they will never forgive me.
After you got married to Ben, you followed him to America?
Oh yeah, a few months after we got married, Ben decided to go back to America, and as his wife, I began a new life in US. You know, Ben got a new position in a university, and for a while, I enjoyed my new life in America very much.
But you divorced Ben in 2 years after you settled down in America. So, some people say that you did not love Ben. And the reason why you got married to Ben was for green card. And you are a fraud. Was that true?
Oh my gosh, that was not true. I got married to Ben because I love him. At least at that time.
But if you loved him, why would you get divorced with him? It sounds very strange.
Oh dear, probably you are too young to understand this. You know, sometimes love is not all. That is a lesson that I learned from this marriage with Ben.
Then what happened to you when your couple went back to US?
You know, after Ben, I settled down in America and began our marriage life, our daily life. We came to realize we are strangers to each other. Part of the reason is that we got married after we knew each other for a very short period of time. Part of the reason is that we are foreign to each other's culture and tradition. I gradually found that what beloved was Chinese culture, not me. In his eyes, I was not a woman, but a symbol of a traditional culture. He hoped that I could always dress in traditional Chinese clothes and cook Chinese food for him at home. But I'm a modern Chinese woman, and I want to pursue my career and my dream. So I decided to continue my academic research, and I registered in a university to pursue my doctoral degree. Ben was opposed to what I did. He told me the reason why he divorced his first wife, because she was a feminist. And he thought a Chinese woman might not be a feminist. Yes, I don't think I'm a feminist. But I'm a woman with dream and a great expectation. I want to be a woman with my own life, rather than merely be Ben's wife. So we quarreled, and we could not reach a compromise. Then divorce is the only choice for us.
Do you still love Ben?
Oh yeah, I think so. But just as I said, love is not all. As a woman, I want to live an independent life instead of depending on a husband or lover. Life teaches me I could never attach myself to anyone else.
Aunt May, will you marry again?
Oh, who knows? I still believe in love, but I'm not a young woman with passion now. And I enjoy my single life very much.
But you know, in the eyes of Chinese, a woman in your age is supposed to have a marriage life.
I know, dear. My single life now again breaks the boundary, just like my two divorced marriages. And it troubles someone's nerves. That might be the cost of a freedom and independence. Oh, Ziheng, could you do me a favor?
Yes, Aunt May.
Could you send a message to your grandma, my mom? I love her, and I hope she could understand me and pardon me. I heard that when your grandma was young, she had a similar experience, but she made a different choice. You know, sometimes I desperately want to know whether she's happy about her choice.
Also, my grandma had a similar experience. Go ahead. I know you did an interview with Aunt May about her personal life. Yes, Aunt May wanted to say she loved you and missed you very much, and she hoped that you would forgive her one day. Her divorce did hurt me, but I don't blame her. I know she was an independent woman, and she wanted to follow her heart. As woman and mother, I understand her. Although I couldn't support her, I don't blame her. Ziheng, you are a grown-up boy, and I don't mind talking to you about my personal life and my past. Aunt May said that you had similar experience when you were young. Is that true? Yes. That was a long time ago, when I was at my 20s. Shortly after I got married to your grandpa, I met another guy who almost made me lose myself. I ran into him by chance. One day, I went shopping and lost my wallet. I thought I would never get it back. But the next day, when I was at my work, my colleague told me a young man wanted to see me. It turned out that he found my lost wallet and tried to find me based on my ID in my wallet. Later I knew that he was a journalist in a famous local newspaper. After we knew each other for a few months, he told me he fell in love with me. He knew I got married, but he just couldn't control his emotions. I had to admit that I was attracted to him too. I didn't know whether that was love or not, but my heart told me that I enjoyed the time we spent together. I knew I had to make a choice between my legal marriage and my romantic love affair. I know you chose to stay with my grandpa. Yeah, but first of all, I chose to tell your grandpa the truth, and he told me he loved me. But he would respect my decision. His respect and understanding made me realize this man was responsible and kind, and I should not betray his love. Aunt May wants to know whether you are happy about your decision. You know, sometimes I would ask myself the same question. And when your aunt divorced her husband, I once asked myself what would happen if I made the same decision. My life might be a lot different, but I don't know the answer. Nobody could predict those things that had never happened. But I'm certain about one thing. I enjoy the quiet life with our grandpa. Love will never last long, but understanding and respect will last for good. Your aunt seeks for love all her life, but I don't think she will get it. But who knows? We belong to different generations, and our understandings of love and duty are of great difference. So, would you forgive Aunt May? In fact, although I did not support her decision, but I understood her, so I had never blamed her. You could tell her that I love her and miss her, and I welcome her back home. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Bye.